Not much. I mean, feeling better. So that's a, obviously, like I told you guys, I mean, it's just, you know, you want to make progress every day. And so I feel like we've done that. So, you know, it's not necessarily always as fast as you'd like and as much progress as you'd like. But I do feel better. And so let's, you know, we just take it kind of day at a time and see what happens. So,
are you still in pain on occasion?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
What attitude does the team need to take on at this point?
What attitude do they need to take on? Well, I think this the attitude that we had the first day we got here. I mean, it doesn't change. You go out and try to win football games and prepare and do everything you can to win football games. So I don't know if that means a different attitude or, you know, for I don't speak for anybody else but myself, but I try to, you know, maintain the same approach and work ethic that we've had since we got here, you know. And obviously the record and where we're at is not where we want to be. So that's frustrating, but at the same time, you have to trust your process and stay committed to it. And you know, it's easy, especially when stuff, you know, doesn't go your way, it's easy to kind of, you know, go home a little early or, you know, change some of the things you do. But that's to me, that's not the way I operate. That's not the way I'm going to go about it. And I don't feel like anybody else in this locker room is going to do that. I think everybody's going to come, you know, with the same mindset they had the first day, which is to work and prepare to win football games.
Hey, Josh, Coach said that you were going to be able to do some stuff at practice today. Were you able to participate at all?
I threw the ball around. Yeah, I threw the ball around a little bit. And so just trying to gauge, you know, how that feels and you know, how my body responds to that. And then, obviously, you know, the contact is a thing because you don't simulate that in practice. And so, so you never know, you know, quite how you're going to feel with that. So we'll continue to evaluate it, you know, the rest of the day today and you know, move forward tomorrow and see where we go.
You're still holding out hope, though, that you can go Sunday?
Yeah.
Hey, Josh, a lot of things could feel a lot better around here, the whole city, if the Browns beat the Steelers on Sunday. Are you aware of the history of that?
I did an appearance down in Worcester yesterday, and just the fans that I was around, it was very clear to me, you know, how important this game is. And obviously, you know, we talk about it all the time. The next game for us is the most important one. But I can certainly, I've said it from day one, just the passion of our fans. And so I can certainly appreciate the rivalry and appreciate, you know, how they feel about Pittsburgh. And that picture was made very clear. And so you're right. I mean, a win for us, for our football team, is what we, you know, what we need so bad when you're in a situation like this. So it's great for us, but, you know, the added value is, you know, the city and how excited people get when you beat the Steelers. And so we know how important that is.
What is your theory? I think the Browns have had 3 points total in the second half of the last three games. What do you think happened?
You know, I don't know if I can, you know, have enough time here to kind of break down everything, but I just think we have to finish better, and that's stating the obvious. But we just have to finish better. You know, in the Arizona game, you know, we just came out of half and didn't execute as well as we should have in that third quarter, and kind of got bogged down. And we've got to continue to mix things in and balance out, you know, the run and the pass, and be able to lean on that too. You know, you want when you have leads and stuff like that, you got to get your run game going, you know, in the second half too. So there's you know, all kinds of things, but for us as players, it's just execute what's called and do that better, and because we got to be able to finish ball games, or we're going to find ourselves in a lot of these situations.
Josh, when we walked away from you last time, we talked to you last, whatever it was, Monday or Tuesday of last week, it was really obvious, you know, to us that you were in a ton of pain and you weren't going to be able to play. As we walk away from you today, are you a lot more optimistic that you can go this week?
Yeah, I would say I'm more optimistic, just because it's a normal week. So I think that gives us a better chance to evaluate it. But again, like I said, you know, kind of when you're dealing with what I'm dealing with, you need a lot of time. So, but again, I'm optimistic every day. You know, see how I feel when I wake up, and as we go throughout the day, and like I said, each day I feel like we gain a little ground. Maybe not as much as I would like, but I feel like it's improving, and that's a good thing.
How did the ribs respond to
it? Well, I haven't talked to him yet, but I think, I was able to get some throws in, and that's good. And so to me, it's more of to see how it goes, you know, as we move throughout the evening and stuff like that, because that's really to be able to tell, just because you got to go through, you know, when you're playing a game, you go through the whole, you know, ebbs and flows of a game and halftime, and so just seeing how all that, you know, how they'll respond that way. So, I was encouraged by being able to throw. It was good just because I hadn't been able to throw for a while. So we'll see how it is tomorrow.
I can't simulate contact in practice. How do you know when you can't take that?
That's the hard thing, I'll work with Joe and we'll do our best that we can to evaluate that and to make a judgment on whether we think that's, you know, allows me to play or if that's to a point where we shouldn't play. And so there's, you know, Joe obviously trusts their experience and my feedback to him, and we'll take all that information and try to make the best decision possible.
Josh, what are you even with the bye week coming up? Is that into your thought process at all as far as just letting it go?
Yeah, I mean, it does, but I just, these games are so important. And it's just, I want to be out there, you know, and do my part and help our team. And so, every week you want to play. It's hard to. It's a fair point, but it's hard to think of things that way as a competitor because you want to be out there on the field.
Even though you're a 13-year veteran, to go through a whole week and not practice the game plan against the Steelers, is that an added challenge for you on Sunday?
It can be. There's no doubt about it because there's a reason why we practice, you know, and so it can be, but. I will draw on my experience, you know, and if that's the case, if we decide to go, then I'll draw on my experience and utilize that. And fortunately, played these guys last. I've not played against them, but my teams have played them the last 2 years, and so there's some familiarity there. And then obviously, I'm in every meeting and at practice watching everything. So I feel like. Mentally, I can take all the reps and stuff like that, but you're right. There's no substitute for it. So just manage the best you can, and like I said, draw on experiences and stuff like that.
You said that you wear rib protectors.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go, would you wear anything extra or just same thing?
I don't know. We'll have to examine that. I feel good with the stuff that I wear, and so like I said, I think some of mine was impact, but I think it was more of kind of being twisted and turned and so there's not a whole lot you can do for that. So I'll certainly talk with the equipment guys and Joe and see if there's something that they recommend if we come to that.
Sorry, I don't know that I've ever remember a quarterback having a lengthier conversation with the owner before a game on the field. Are you moving to Knoxville and getting real estate inside there, or what was going on there?
Yeah, my daughter's talking about colleges, and so I was asking him about Tennessee. I thought he might have a few words for me, but we're out there, but I enjoy talking to Mr. Haslam. I think I guess as a relatively young owner, I think I just appreciate the questions he asks and the way he goes about trying to lead this franchise and do it in the manner that he does. And so I just have a ton of respect for him. So it's good to be able to talk and get to know him. And I appreciate that just from different franchises I've been with. You know, I think the guys in the locker room when your owner comes out to practice and he's around and he's visible and you're able to talk to him, I think that means a lot. And so I just appreciate that about him.
Do you have any game experience against the Steelers?
I don't think so. Looking back, I'm not sure, but I don't think so.
Josh, can you just say, what does it mean to you that even though you guys are 2-7 and you've got a first round pick that's behind you, Pettine keeps on coming out and saying if you're 100% healthy, he's going to start you.
Yeah, I mean, just obviously I appreciate Coach Pettine's confidence in me, and I think. There's a plan in place, and I just admire the ability to stick to the plan and trust, what we're going to do moving forward. And so, for me, my job is, like I said, from day one, is just to serve this team in the role that they asked me to be in. And right now, this is a starting quarterback, and so prepare myself to do that and play good football to help us win games. And if in the future that role changes, then I'll adjust accordingly. But him to continue to obviously, yeah, I just appreciate the fact that he trusts me and more than anything that I think he has a big vision and a plan for how he wants things to go and he's able to trust that and I respect him for that.
Thanks,
guys.